Hi, it's your pal Steamed Hams. Join me every week on the Unforgettable Luncheon as we discuss topics in the nerd world like gaming, comics, cartoons, and whatever else may cross my mind. You can find me on the socials as SteamedHams81 on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram, and YouTube. You can also find me as the Unforgettable Luncheon on Facebook. And check out Steamed Hams Merchatorium, the link to which will be in the description of this podcast. The Unforgettable Luncheon, nerd comedy at its okayest. Thundercats is an 80s syndicated cartoon, or 30-minute toy commercial, which featured humanoid alien cats led by a 12-year-old in the body of an adult as they settled on a new planet and battled their deadliest enemy, a decrepit mummy with a He-Man alter ego. But don't worry, they have a magic-extending sword and the power of 80s morals to help them save the day. They're cats, but with thunder, today on the Unforgettable Luncheon. Hello, it's your old pal Steamed Hams. I hope you're ready for another Unforgettable Luncheon. But first, a word from me. I'd like to once again talk to you about the Kickstarter for Ghost Lord and the Quest for Dark Presence. It's in the final week, and as of this recording, they have raised $49,525 of their $60,000 goal. Ghost Lord and the Quest for Dark Presence tells the story of Doc Mac, a man with a dream. The dream to make the best fighting game ever made. For almost 30 years, Doc has encountered setbacks, multiple reshoots, delays, and open up the world's largest arcade in the process of making the game Dark Presence. This film's almost done, and the filmmakers need your help. Go to ghostlordkickstarter.com/start and help contribute today. If you cannot contribute financially, please share. Maybe someone you know can lend us a few bucks. The Kickstarter runs through this Friday, April 28th at midnight. Thank you for your support. And now, on with the show. Thundercats premiered on September 9th, 1985. It followed the Thundercats, nobility from the planet Thundera, who escaped their home planet as it goes Krypton on itself. The cat's ship is attacked by the mutants of Plundar, who are, as you guessed it, mutant pirates. They're looking to capture the Sword of Omens, which has the Eye of Thundera embedded in its hilt and is the source of the Thundercats' power. The Thundercat ship is damaged in the process, and the crew has to sleep in suspended animation capsules for the trip, while the oldest one, Jaga, pilots the ship to Third Earth. What happened to First and Second Earth? I don't know. I mean, do they just refer to it as all the planets as Earth? And this happens to be the third one, which is what we are? I don't know. I didn't write this series. They made it up. Go talk to them. They make it to their destination, but Jaga dies of old age before the journey is over. Damn, that was a long trip. The group arrives on Third Earth, but find that their leader, 12-year-old Lion-O, has a mild problem. His capsule malfunctioned, so he aged. He's now a grown-ass Catman, with the mind of a 12-year-old. Yeah, that's not going to cause any problems. The rest of the team starts to settle in and rebuild their life and their society. You've got Panthro, the group's mechanic and counsel to young Lion-O. He's got sweet nunchucks and a really cheery disposition for somebody who fights a lot. You also have Tigra, Lion-O's second in command. He's the scientist and architect of the group, having designed their base, the Cat's Lair. He can psychically project images into your mind. He can mind freak you, man. Ooh-wee-oo. He also has a sweet bolo. Yes, all their weapons are sweet. We're just going to get into that right now. Bolo whip that he can use to turn invisible to the naked eye. He also can't swim when not invisible. I mean, how does that work? Does the invisibility make him lighter, more buoyant? It's like you can't pee when someone's watching. Is he only invisible when no one's looking, like the dude in Mystery Men? I don't know, makes zero sense to me, but it's a cartoon. We're going to go with that. Next, you have Chitara, who, if you can guess, has the power of super speed. I mean, she's a cheetah after all. They're not exactly known for being slow. Except Chester Cheetah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's just chill and takes his time. But that's different. She's the only girl, and I'm sure that super speed was developed dodging the creeps at Thunderin bars. She carries a baton that can extend to a full staff in her hands for battle. I'm not going with the obvious joke about other things extending in her hands. I have to take the high road sometimes. She can also have visions about approaching danger, but that takes a lot out of her, and she's spent for the next few days. Kind of like me after jogging around the block. Speaking of jogging, or is it yogging? Damn you, Ron Burgundy, putting that in my head. A morning jog for her was once clocked at 120 miles an hour. That's faster than a toddler after hearing the words, "What have you got in your mouth? Come here!" Next you have Wily Cat and Wily Kit, the Thunder Kittens as they're called by the others. They're twin siblings, with Cat being a couple years older than Kit, which makes them not twins. How do they decide whether they're twins or not? Unless someone's capsule's broken and the other one aged a little more. I don't know. They run on spaceboards, which are just hover surfboards, and they cause mischief, as children do. In combat, they use various smoke bombs, tricks, and gadgets to fight the enemy, along with fancy lariats to ensnare enemies or to get them out of danger. They often have to learn their lessons alongside Lion-O, as technically they're slightly older than him. Finally, we have the Cat Man, Cat Myth, Cat Legend, Lion-O. He's the leader of the Thundercats and literally a 12-year-old and an adult body. Which is how I've been described by a lot of people, but I think that just has to do with my maturity. Imagine going to sleep one day and waking up fully grown. That's got to be a shock to the system. I mean, you did pass through all the bad parts of puberty, but, you know, you woke up fully grown. You missed some of the fun of growing up and puberty. He's too old to hang with the Thunder Kittens when you think about it, and technically too young for Chitara, even though he's shown feelings towards her. I'm not sure if they're romantic or romantic, if you know what I mean. Again, I only have to take the high road once in a while. He wields the Sword of Omens, which has the Eye of Thundera embedded in the hilt. He uses the eye to see long distances by being granted sight beyond sight. I don't know about you, but I would straight use that for shenanigans. I cannot be trusted with shit like that. The sword is usually in a compact version for carrying, but can be extended to a full sword as he swings it around and yells, "Thunder! Thunder! Thunder! Thundercats! Howl!" Which could sound like he's messing around with a different sword. Once again, I only take the high road sometimes. He has a claw shield, which is essentially a gauntlet that looks like a claw, and it shoots a sweet grappling hook. He's often counseled by Panthro when he needs help, or the force ghost of Jaga, the old guy who flew them to safety and died from being a bajillion years old. Initially, only Lion-O could see the ghost of Jaga, but later on, so could the rest of the Thundercats, which proved to them Lion-O wasn't crazy, just seeing shit. Lion-O has a nursemaid named Snarf, who is actually from a species called Snarfs, which look like a lizard had a drunken one-night stand with a cat. He was Lion-O's nursemaid and protector when he was a child, but with Lion-O all growed up from the capsule fucking up, he doesn't like Snarf mothering him and babying him so much. He's like a fucking teenager. He's pretty much comic relief on the show, but comes through in a pinch when needed, when the Thundercats are in trouble, or when he, of course, is in danger himself. But what's a show about heroes without a villain or two? The main villain of the show was Mumm-Ra, a decaying old mummy who had his own little He-Man Power of Grayskull moment that turned him from a skinny rotting corpse into a big, muscular rotting corpse. His only weakness? Seeing his own reflection will transform him back into his decrepit monkey skeleton of a body, and he has to skedaddle back to his pyramid lest he die. Well, that's kind of like, I mean, I run away screaming when I see my own reflection. So, Mumra and I must both be that ugly? Damn. I'm bringing myself down here. I'm not going to bring myself down here. He is immortal thanks to the power of the ancient spirits of evil, of whom he is a servant bound for eternity. His main mission is to spread his evil throughout Third Earth, and getting his grubby little mitts on that Sword of Omens will give him the unlimited power to do so. He also enlists the services of the Mutants of Plundar, Slythe, Jackalman, and Monkeyon, who are a reptile, a jackal, and primate, respectively. Of course, they're basically the mutant version of the Three Stooges, so they don't really get much done. Which is even funnier because as a child, I actually did equate them to the Three Stooges. Slythe being the leader, he was Moe, Jackalman was kind of like Larry, and Monkeyon, being the kind of sweet-natured doofus to a point, was Curly. Except there was not a whole shit ton of awesome slapstick and pie fights, because that's what makes the Three Stooges. Every episode followed the same formula. Thundercats are doing something that ends up becoming relevant later on in the episode. Mumra, or the mutants, hatch some scheme to defeat the cats and conquer Third Earth, or get rich quick, that sort of thing. The Thundercats end up at a disadvantage somehow, but then pull through, defeating the enemy and learning a lesson. That lesson is also conveyed to the audience in an end-of-episode PSA, which was the style at the time. The first half of a season would always consist of some manner of continuity, because the first episodes, there would be like one big long episode cut into like five smaller pieces, because that always worked in a kid's show, continuity. The rest of the seasons generally standalone adventures, which is what the kids want. We didn't have attention spans, damn it. Of course, new characters would be introduced either as one-shots, recurring, or new regular characters. You know, to sell toys. If I went into the whole list from 1985 series alone of people they introduced to sell toys, we would be here for a while. I'm not going to bother with the 2011 remake, which I really didn't watch much of because I couldn't get into it. Or Thundercats Roar from a couple years ago. Let's pretend that one didn't happen. Now, this being an 80s cartoon, I wanted all the toys. Of course, I couldn't have all the toys. My parents weren't made of money. They were made of flesh and bone and organs. Can't buy things with that now, can we? I mean, technically we can, but I'm not going to ask my dad to sell a kidney so I could have the Cat Slayer playset. I didn't even think about it. To be honest, I was like 5. I didn't know you could sell body parts back then. Thundercats was an amazing show that spanned an impressive 5 seasons, which was long for a kid's show in the 80s. Although, to be honest, it went 5 seasons going 5 days a week, which is what a lot of kid's shows back then did versus what we watch as adults once a week. So, still impressive. I still love it to this day. And I'm currently, but slowly, rewatching it on Hulu, as I just rediscovered it on there. Definitely give it a shot if you've never seen it. I highly recommend it. Definitely watch it with the adult eyes of, I can't believe the censors let this shit pass. Well, that's it for another unforgettable luncheon. I hope a good time was had by all. You can find me on all the social medias as SteamedHams81. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitch. Hell, you know what? You can reach out to me at steamedhams81@gmail.com. I welcome all input, but the moment you start harassing me, we're going to have problems. If you like the show, spread the word. Share. That's how I'm going to grow. And of course, don't forget to check out the Kickstarter for Ghost Lord and the Quest for Dark Presence, going on until midnight on April 28th. Just go to ghostlordkickstarter.com/start to contribute. Join me next week when the topic will be something nerdy.